Challenges that characterize the implementation of the single spine pay policy seem not to end anytime soon. The latest group to raise issues about salaries and the policy is the National Association of Graduate Teachers. At a news conference in Accra, the vice president of the association, Angel Kabonu, mentioned the payment of SSSS arrears, failure of Controller and Accountant General's Department to issue pay slips for February and March, and non-payment of salary incremental credits as some of the problems which need to be addressed. Rosalind Ganyaglo has the rest of the story.
The vice president of NAGRAT, Angel Kabonu, said no teacher can tell the amount of salary arrears due him or her at the end of every month. This, he said, is frustrating. He also alleged that there has been reductions in the amount of arrears as well as non-payment of salaries for some teachers for the past 2 months. Mr. Kabonu said the explanation by the controller that some teachers are on conversion differences and hence do not deserve salary arrears is untrue.
Anomalies in our salaries from Controller and Accountant General's Department, mainly one, distortions in salaries that are paid on monthly basis. You don't have a fixed figure and no explanation has been given to that. And also there are arrears that teachers are supposed to collect with the implementation of the single spine. And you don't see the head and tail of the payment of the arrears. We expected that Controller and Accountant General would have informed teachers how much they are supposed to pay, the modalities of payment, so that everybody can understand. Hence, we are asking that by the end of this month, April, when salaries are paid, the problem will be rectified.
Mr. Kabonu also said NAGRAT suspects a foul play on the part of the controller since it is denying teachers of the true record of their salaries and called on government to investigate the matter. The association also registered its displeasure at the slow pace at which inputs are being made in relation to the payment of newly recruited teachers. Mr. Kabonu stated that if the ways of administering salaries of teachers are not altered as soon as possible, the association will resort to all options available.
That was Rosalind Ganyaglo's report.